already off to a fucking shite start.
Listen, it'll be fine. It's the start of a heavy hitter series, so it's going to be a disaster anyway.
True.
That's actually so true.
The last thing we can do is just be positive about it. It'll be fine.
Yeah, try to pass it off as like, we won't get angry at it that it's happened for the million time yet a fucking yen. It'd be like, oh.
Yeah, I feel like after 2 years of misfortune, we can't be like shocked about it anymore.
No, come on, to be fair now, like, it's not like they've whatever the fuck that's fucking with us has tried to hide it.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, no, it's blatantly saying, do you know what, lads?
It has been very much...
I can't stand ye.
Yeah, fuck ye, basically.
Yeah, from the highest height as well. But it's fine, we accept it, we move on, we fight back, and we've somehow managed to put out an episode almost every week.
To be fair.
I call it a victory. I say, fuck you, entity.
Tis. Lads, I actually had a thought about, like, those being just, like, haunted and general misfortunes. Mm-hmm. You know, just in life. Another way, we were having that conversation last night about, basically, obviously, for the people listening at home that aren't privy to our fucking manic group chats. But me, Kiva, Savannah, Leah and Eve are all convinced that we knew each other in a past life, even though, like, the girls have never met, like, Savannah. Do you know what? Do the vibes of when you meet someone, you're like, I have known them since I was a child. And you could have only met them a fucking hour ago.
Yeah.
Do the way we all have that about each other, right?
Yeah.
And we're all convinced we knew each other in a past life and that we were like friends or we were like somewhat related. But then we also had like a thing where we're definitely like in a coven of witches or some shit because we all have spooky happenings going on all the time. So it's not just like a normal thing that we were like a family or something.
Yeah,
like,
no,
guarantee
it can't spooky. Be.
Like, yeah. Or a family that dabbled in the occult.
The way when really I realised last night that it was like there was five of us and I was like, Niamh, a pentagon. She was like, you're a fucking idiot. I was like, you know what I meant. But also, still, I had a point.
Still, I mean, you're not off.
I'm thinking, what about if it's not something in particular? As in, you know the way we do mock? See, I don't want to say his name. He who shall not be named, not Voldemort, the other one. The one that haunts us every time that we fucking mention the cunt. And it takes
our first and most regretted heavy hitter. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Who are we talking about?
What about
the pecan prince?
Ah, that bad bastard.
That bad
is
bastard.
Is he our first heavy hitter?
I think so.
I think... No. Ah, no.
Was he not?
No.
Or proper, on a proper three-part series?
No, Om Shinrikyo was.
Oh, Om Shinrikyo. Ah, but does Om Shinrikyo count as a heavy hitter? Yeah, that story is a joy from start to finish.
It's more like... I know.
Like, but... actually painful. Like, right. It hit us heavy.
Nap I needed. I was like, I need to go to fucking bed for about a week and just process the fact that this man ever fucking existed.
Because that was the start of us being possessed by his fucking ghost.
Oh, also, Savannah, I had an idea for our next, I'm saying next because it is going to happen again, our next drunk episode. Because you fucked up when you were talking, or maybe it was me, I can't remember. But I was re-listening to one of the episodes and one of us said 99 wine.
99 wine.
I thought it would be funny. I thought it would be a funny name for our next drunk episode.
I'm going to act like the thoughts of a drunk episode doesn't physically hurt me. And just we're just going to skim over that and move on.
No, because this one won't be as chaotic. We pretend. Anyway, lads, right, I had a point. Right, so what about if it's not he who shall not be named that's haunting us and has caused every misfortune that we've had regarding to the podcast since we've brought him up in the first place? What about if it's just our bad luck, like something that we did in our past lives collectively, and that's what's been fucking haunting us all, and it's just bopping between the fucking all of us all the fucking time. And that's how like if the girls have a feeling about you, I remember the girls had like a terrible feeling in Leah's house one day. I had a dream that was kind of weirdly fucking similar to like her sleep paralysis demon that I haven't fucking heard about before. Now, not to the old woman that Niamh saw, but like it was similar, like enough. It was creepy, right? It was weird. So what about, right? And I don't know if I have sleep paralysis demons or if they're, anyway, it's all similar. But what about if it's like one thing collectively? So I just know what, I'm going to keep fucking with these bitches until the end of time. I'm just going to wreak havoc.
Oh, I definitely didn't do anything bad because I'm like not fucked up, really. Like nothing really bad ever happens to me. And then I was like, that's actually such a fucking bald-faced lie. I mean, that is so not true.
I definitely feel like some of us were more culpable than others, because like there is varying degrees of misfortune.
I absolutely think you were the worst, yeah. And then Leah second,
yeah,
and then Niamh, and then Lizzie, and then me.
That's fair. That's the order. I feel like that's probably
who
fair.
Was, I mean, the most worst in the most bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like we did the worst things, or caused whatever.
Like
the
fuck I guarantee
we did.
You, we tried to like trap a demon or some shit, thinking that we were fucking class. And we fucked it up. We did something awful. And he's like, do you know what? Ha ha ha. I don't think so.
Do you want to talk about a generational curse? Ha ha ha. Fuck you. I'll follow you through every life.
Sprinkle that fucking chain.
Like sugar and spice and everything nice, but it's just curse and everything worst.
I know. Fucking fact.
That's what we're made of.
I actually refuse to believe anything less now. Oh. I'm like, oh, and guess what? All of us are a tiny bit depressed as well. Is that a coincidence? I think not. No. I think not.
The clinical depression is strong.
Suicide ideation. No. It's all linked. Ed's.
Yeah,
it's
all way.
Listen, are we making psychotic fucking connections to past lives as a means of answering why we're such misfortunes of this life? Yes, but is that really that far-fetched? Because honestly, the sheer amount of misfortune sounds like lies anyway.
And it's always worse when we gather.
It is.
And Kiva
pointed
it out.
Oh my god, it's so much worse when we gather. And you know what I'm going to say is that the three of us are the originals. Because Leah doesn't, when me and Lizzie meet up, it's bad, right? But Leah doesn't make us worse.
Right.
When me and Lizzie meet up, it's bad. And then when we meet up with you, it's
10 times
so much worse.
Oh, yeah.
So much worse. What can go wrong? We'll find out, because all this is going to go wrong.
What can go
wrong?
It's
a guarantee, guessing game of what's going to go right. Yeah.
It's the three of us, and then the two girls don't make us worse in regards to bad luck.
No, they're definitely the misfortunes that got like initiated into the coven later.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Like they had the bad luck of just fucking following us. We led them to damnation. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for whatever we did.
That's definitely what happened. And Leah got carried away then. And sure, she fucked up massively. Because that's very much a Leah thing. She'd get carried away.
That's fair.
Runs away because it's going a tiny bit too manic. But oh, sure, that's fun. Because it is. And can you blame her? No.
I mean,
they were trying to be the voice of reason. And you were like, shut the fuck up, Kiva. And I was like, okay. And now I'm fucking eternally damned as well. Because guilty by association.
Because after that did happen, I guarantee you would be like, well, like, I mean, I did try to tell you, but like, Kiva, shut the fuck up.
It's like when we played the zombie Dungeons and Dragons in Germany. We played like Savannah was just basically like, I don't know how we even played, but it was really fun anyways.
Yeah, you make up a
story.
The
way I was the only one even kind of in one piece by the end of the fucking game. Savannah got speared in the tit. Lizzie went blind. Then she went fucking mute. And then she like, I don't know, whatever fucking
is. Via solar, which is ridiculous. I got blinded by the fucking weird shit in the sky.
A solar flare. And then I was there being like, lads, can we relax a second now and fucking think about this? And Lizzie was like, nah, I'm jumping out the fucking window.
But
that's it.
Kiva, at the same time, you fully wanted to go to sleep as your role in the game. Like, sleep. Kiva rolls for sleep.
I wanted to go to bed. I was like, can we take a minute now and take a breather? We'll sleep on it and figure out what the fuck we're going to do in the morning when it's bright out.
Man, you can't.
And they were like, nah. And then, what? Lizzie goes fucking blind. Then she goes mute. And then Savannah jumps out the window when I told her not to and got speared into the teeth.
In my defense,
we had to rob a car.
Lizzie was about to be murdered. I jumped out to save Lizzie.
Exactly. Exactly. Excuse I was like, leave the bitch there. I told her not to fucking go.
Because you snapped all the
ankles. Did I not save the day by picking the car that had I Get Around by the Beach Boys in the fucking...
We made
okay,
it. Yeah.
Made true. You definitely made. Saved the mood, okay? But
also...
Yeah, but also the day. Because did we get away? Yes, we did.
Did we also make some bomb-ass fucking weapons from the housekeeping chemicals? Yes, we did. You're welcome.
Yes, Les. And, sorry, did I not turn into whole fucking Arya Stark as well? So one, I leveled up in cool. And then I got my vision back. Thank fucking God.
Yeah, see, we got
what was
some
it? You lost your hearing then in shock, or you couldn't speak with the shock of it all, or something fucking stupid.
No, ye just made... It wasn't even... I made this decision. Savannah made me mute.
The dice made you mute.
Savannah, you actually kind of made me head in Keller. That's exactly what you
Lizzie,
did to me. That was absolutely
Lizzie,
really fucking
I should have killed you about six times in that game. The fact that I let you live at all was a mercy.
Oh, she was being so sad by making you mute. Nah. She should have killed you off at the fucking beginning.
You should have died so many times. Like,
I actually refuse to believe that. My decisions would have been sound. It would have been fine.
But the gods were not on your side, and the dice continuously rolled a one or a two, and you got murked. There was nothing I could do. Oh, Christ. Speaking of nothing we can do, do we get into this week's tale of terrors?
To be fair, like, I have fuck all notes because I only, like, there's not much on his early life, so... And I didn't want to do too much of his, like, actual exciting bits because obviously Lizzie needs them.
Exciting?
The murder.
Oh.
What did
I was
she
like,
say?
Fine. I was like,
Lizzie was like, exciting. Like, yeah, the murder.
No, part. I did. No, see, no, this is actually being massive fuckery because I didn't say exciting. I thought she said fighting.
Oh.
So I said, oh, fighting. Oh. I was like, what fighting's going on?
Yeah, Edgar the Viking.
That would be that actually would make him so much worse than he already is. Like,
wait, where did you get Viking from?
Because Lizzie, I don't know. It's like I'm on a Zoom call with you. No, I'm on a messenger call on a Zoom call.
Your audio is so bad.
Your audio is disgusting. Like, I can't hear you properly at all.
You're grand in regard. I'm sure you're grand in regards to the actual recording, but in regards to us hearing you, it's like you're in a fucking box made of tinfoil, and you're also moving around a lot. It's like when you're like FaceTiming an American, and she's also old.
Oh, why is that so? No, Skype.
Skype, yeah, exactly. Skype. Sorry, it's very much Skype call vibes.
Yeah,
right, lads. We're actually 15 to. Can you actually stop making shite of me?
And we have to keep being like, can you just like email us the details because you know nobody can fucking hear the shit you're saying.
Like, I can't wait to go back and edit the podcast to find out what the fuck you actually thought Cueva said.
Fighting. Christ on a bicycle. Lads, I may actually say...
No, the way I know it, you said Christ on a bicycle, yeah? Mm. Sounded like you said Christ on a tricycle.
Christ on a tricycle.
Do you know, I'm actually... I don't know if you can hear this, but I'm going to speak into this. I'm killing myself. I don't know if you can hear this. I'm going to repeat it again. I am killing myself. I don't know if you can hear that, but loud and clear.
We're going to mishear you, and that's going to be the comedic fucking relief of this episode. I'm going to make the executive decision to just... Let's dive in.
Oh, also, Savannah, sorry. Do you remember, I think it was our episode when it was just the two of us, and I was like, did we not do... Remember, I was talking about the guy from Australia that I thought we'd done.
Yes.
It's because I fucking listened to podcasts on this fucking food.
No way.
And forgot that we hadn't done him yet. Fuck's sake. I listened to two girls, and they're actually Australian. And they're actually very good. Would I mean, they're Australian, so I kind of like listening to them. Because I like listening to people who are from where shit happens. Because they're like... Because they were talking about, oh, this hotel, and they were like, oh, have you ever stayed there? And she was like, no. And she was like, you should have. It was really nice. And I was like, this is so, like, you know. I don't know. It was interesting.
Also,
anyways,
wait,
so...
before you get into it, I would like to correct us from that episode as well. We gave America far too much credit for how many laws they have in place for guns. There was no fucking extended magazine law. They're only starting to bring that in now. And there's, like, there was no law against owning a semi-automatic.
Fuck off. There's no extended magazine law.
No. At least not during
the time. I feel like I knew that.
They're starting to bring it in now from, I think from 2022 it said. And the other one was a semi-automatic. And they're still not bringing a law against owning a semi-automatic for whatever reason.
Because I was thinking that when you said that, I was like, I don't know, because sure, isn't that what the shooters tend to be using? But then I was kind of thinking maybe like they're doing it illegally because they're shooting people illegally. It wouldn't make sense that they're also owning guns illegally.
Exactly.
But
yeah, no, I genuinely, actually, I gave America way too much credit. And... I honestly, it's not like I do that too often, so that'll show you how fucking shitty their laws are.
I just don't, whatever about an extended magazine, right? That means, you know, that's isn't that just basically how it's like, it's the amount of bullets you're going to hold is more.
Yeah.
That I can understand, right? I can imagine, I would more understand, like, if there was a limit on the amount of extension you could have or whatever, but... Why the fuck does a normal person need a semi-automatic?
Do you know what I mean?
Thank you. Like, they don't need army-grade weapons. Like, let's be fucking right.
One thing Americans, like, a lot of Americans don't realise is that Irish people can have guns. A lot of Irish people do have guns.
Yeah.
My grandfather used to have a gun. My uncles have guns. It's just, they're shotguns and they're used for culling deer or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
But do you know as well, like, it is strict enough. Like, Daz had one, right? And then when his licence ran out, a guard, like, I fucking frightened shy of me. A guard came knock, like, a squad car came to my house knocking on the door, and she was like, you know, she was asking for my dad, and I was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, ah, he was out, the fucking hooter was upstairs asleep, like. And then she was like, oh, we need to, well, there was like a certain word, but they need to confiscate and like destroy the gun. And he was like, yeah, grand. Like, he doesn't have a license for it. So the guards, like, do come, they check if you still have it.
As it should be.
And then
be.
They will confiscate
it. As
it
fucking should be.
And they destroy it.
Yeah.
And then as well, if you don't want to keep your gun anymore, if you don't want to renew the license, you have to bring it to like a special place, like a specialist, like gun shop for them to destroy.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's a serious, like, it's... We do have guns. It's just there is regulations. And that's something that people don't seem to realise.
And you have to have a purpose to have a gun.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people on farms have them. Or if you're using them to, like, go hunting or whatever. Like, it is a thing.
Yeah.
Mm. It's just there's regulations. And I feel like that's missed by... Like, it's not a case of we're saying you can't have guns.
Yeah, it's that every saying, Tom, Dick and fucking Harry shouldn't have one. You shouldn't be going into Walmart with a fucking... AK strapped to your hip.
Man, you shouldn't be going into Walmart to fucking buy one.
Exactly. Another issue. While you're picking up your tractor tires and vaccines at the same time, like.
We went into Walmart, and when I tell you there was like the gun section, and me, Dad, and Anya went in, and it was like, I don't even know if she'd remember because she was so small, but it was literally like wall to wall fucking all these guns. And I'm like, you can't even pretend, oh, I'm using it to go shooting. Because the deer would be fucking blown to bits. There'd be no deer to fucking pick up afterwards.
I'd be mashed. Mincemeat, like.
Do you know? Like, it's not like... I understand having, like, a fucking... Even a rifle, like a sniper rifle or something, obviously. But, like, anything beyond a shotgun, rifle, handgun, there's no need.
There's no universe where you'd use a shotgun to go hunting. There's no universe where you'd use an SMG to go hunting. They are fucking defensive. Like, they're not my uncle's weapons.
I think they do use shotguns for... hunting. Or I mean, I don't know if they still do, but that's what was used before.
Well, it depend on the size of your fucking thing, but otherwise, as you're saying, like, you're going to get bullet fragments in the meat. It's going to ruin it fucking, especially.
Yeah,
what are you doing going hunting? Do you know what I mean? You're going fucking culling some turkeys and but blowing people apart with a shotgun, like.
Yeah, but some people, let's say it's for sport though.
Oh well, fair enough then. That's seems an awful way.
If you're shooting pheasants, like.
Yeah, like, it's different if you're shooting, like, exactly as Lizzie said, like, shooting pheasants or something that you'll eat afterwards. Yeah. But, like, when you're culling, it's, like, it's left there.
Fair enough. I just, me and pragmatic mind, I'd be like, okay, take the meat, use the meat. Don't have to buy meat for, like, a while.
Yeah, sure enough.
Anyways, right, okay, Australia.
Sorry, let's dive in a second time.
Murder. Let's dive in for real.
So, we're covering Eric Edgar Cook. I keep calling him Edgar Eric.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I'm pretty sure I got his name wrong last week too.
Yeah, I keep calling him Edgar. I don't know why. But anyways, he was born on the 25th of February 1931 in Victoria Park, which is a suburb of Perth, Western Australia. So he was the eldest of three children. He had two younger sisters, and his dad's name was Vivian Thomas Cook.
I had a maths teacher called Vivian. He was great. Terrible name for a man.
Why did you do that to your child?
Vivian? I know. Yeah.
Like, oh, Vivian
is very much a woman's name. Like, it's not like it's a name that you're kind of like...
It's an old woman's name, though. Like
Francis is, there's a male version. Vivian is very much a woman's name.
I would have thought the same, but apparently there's more men called Vivian than you think. So I feel like it's probably like an old kind of like noble name or some shit. And then it eventually kind of became more feminine. You know, a lot of like the real feminine names were originally male. So it could be something like that. Yeah. I don't fucking know, but like...
I know, it's giving me a little bit of a giggle anyways. And he was born in Australia and he worked as a shop assistant. His wife, Christine, was originally... Her name was Edgar. So her surname was originally Edgar and she came from Scotland.
Yeah.
His parents did not get along and it was solely his dad's fault. His dad was a massive cunt. His dad was a serious alcoholic. He was really aggressive and he was really violent. They only actually got married in the first place because his mother got pregnant with Eric.
Oh. Shotgun
wedding.
Yeah, that's never good.
She got pregnant, they got married and he grew up to be a massive piece of shit.
Shock horror.
That's right.
He beat up his wife, obviously, and Eric, like, constantly. But he would especially kind of target Eric when... Because Eric used to, like, try and defend his mom. So his mom would be being beaten up and Eric would try and intervene and then he would end up taking the brunt of it because this would piss his dad off, which, I mean...
Obviously.
You can imagine. Yeah. It's actually such a thing because Christine got a job in the Como Hotel in Perth and she used to actually sleep there in the staff room to avoid going home to be beaten by him.
Christ.
And he kind of varied between, it wasn't like a case of he was just hitting them. He used like, he used to bring in like belts and he'd find sticks and like basically anything to just, he was just a massive piece of shit, right?
Just a cunt.
Another thing, not another issue with Eric, but another thing that kind of like he's made his dad like dislike him more was he was born with a cleft lip and palate. Kind of like I've seen pictures of him and he doesn't like, you can't like, when you know that it's there, you can tell, but it doesn't like, it's not like a severe deformity. But I suppose his dad was only looking for a fucking excuse.
And it was probably like these things tend to be worse in childhood as well, so. looked worse when he was a child.
Yeah, he actually had an operation when he was 3 months old, and then he had another one when he was 3.5.
Mm.
But the operations, like, there's only so much you can do, so they weren't, like, completely successful. Like, they didn't completely, like...
repair it.
I don't know how to... Exactly.
Yeah.
And he was left with, like, just a slight deformity. Like, you know, you can tell when someone has had an operation for a cleft lip. Like, it's like...
Yeah, he just has a bit was of, slightly like, uneven. A scar and a bit of a crooked bout, like, but it's nothing... It really isn't anything major.
Yeah, his top lip was just a little bit... It wasn't a severe cleft lip or anything, but sure, whatever.
Yeah.
But it did affect his speech, and he spoke with a kind of a slight mumble. He kind of...
ate his words.
Know, his speech wasn't... Yeah, his speech wasn't very clear.
Oh, and sure. Oh, sure. Violent alcoholic fathers fucking love a mumbler, don't they?
They fucking love a mumbler, and they love someone with a little bit of a fucking facial deformity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, it's such a sin. Like, he was such a target. And it got worse then because he couldn't even really escape it, because then when he started going to school... he's a mumbler with a facial deformity. Yeah. Sure, he was bullied to bits as well.
Yeah, they're not surprising at all. Like.
No.
No, because kids are arseholes.
The constant kind of like, basically being shat on constantly by literally everyone, probably bar his mother and his sisters, but even then you don't know.
Yeah.
Mm.
He really retreated into himself, and he was really like self-conscious and just ashamed of his appearance, and he was really shy as a kid. And this ended up, he was really bad at like regulating his emotions. He was really unstable.
Which makes sense.
And he started kind of acting out. So he was really good in school. Like, he was really good at like memory, like his memorization skills and everything were really, really good. Memorization skills. Is that the right word? Is that a real word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think so.
It doesn't sound right.
No, it is, yeah.
And they said manual dexterity. So I wonder, like, manual dexterity was something that was mentioned that he was good at. So I suppose he was
being
good
dexterous.
At,
like,
yeah, so it's like using really both his hands.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was good at building things and whatever.
Class fine motor skills on left and right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, probably great with a bit of hand-eye coordination and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, his handwriting was probably good and stuff like that. Yeah. But he was good in school, but he ended up actually being expelled because he, at the age of 6, stole money from a teacher's purse.
Oh,
and I mean, I'm not being funny, right? But a kid at the age of 6 stealing money from an adult, that's such a sign of something's wrong, rather than a case of this kid needs to be expelled.
Yeah, he's 6 years old. Like, what does he want to buy that, like, he'd be looking to rob from? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I'd say 10 and up, you'd be kind of like, now you knew better. But yeah. A 6 year old, there's something off. And that to me is like, you know, like his mom was struggling with money at home because his dad was an alcoholic and was spending all the money that he earned on fucking drink. Like, yeah. Was he aware of the fact that they were having money troubles, and he was like, you know, my teacher has more money than she needs, because a fucking tenner looks like a load of money to a child.
Exactly.
Do you know? Yeah,
exactly. Also, expulsion seems like a really harsh, like, punishment for a 6-year-old. Like, especially that young in school, already being like, well, we're done with you.
To be expelled.
For a 6-year-old, I feel like, you know, you're going to clean the classroom now for everyone and don't do it again.
Yeah.
You're going to clean the classroom because, you know, whatever the fuck.
Get out and fucking
at lunchtime.
Beat
you have
the
to clean the classroom
like.
Every day for a week at lunchtime.
Yeah, or this was even probably back in the Baton era. So just like give him a few whacks with the nun stick.
Yeah, actually true. I forgot about that.
So like, yeah, like not that I'm saying that's better. I'm not advocating for it. I'm just saying that's what was done then. And that seems like a more fitting punishment for the time than just fucking the poor child out of
school. Because
no
getting
chance.
A beating was kind of like on the same level as like a week's detention.
Exactly.
You never know. It could have been down to the teacher though. Like, could have made it out to be a much bigger fucking deal than it actually was.
Also, was he like, it kind of depends how he was in school as well.
Yeah
so it's kind of like a factor of everything. Gives me the creeps, him and his crooked lip.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck.
So he actually ended up attending like fucking 5 different schools, because obviously he was expelled from this school and he was the target of bullying again. And he moved to 3 more schools and he was bullied at all of them as well.
And is he leaving all of them because he was bullied?
See, the first one, when he left that school, he went into an infant school, is what it was called. So I presume, like, you know, a play school, we'll say. And then he moved to a primary school when he got older, obviously. But then he moved to another primary school. So whether or not he was fighting or something, he moved between 2 primary schools. And then he moved to a junior
or
technical school,
again.
Which is probably like junior cert up, like 15-year-old up.
Yeah, because from what I read from like his early life, it was that he was constantly trying to impress the other kids because he had no friends. So he thought if he acted up and did like, you know, fucking got into fights or stole or anything at all to get a bit of attention on him, so he's like the cool kid. But it never worked out for him, because obviously everyone was like, hey, you fucking loser. Like, it always backfired on him and then he got fucked out.
So yeah, he moved between the 2 primary schools and then he moved to like probably like an early secondary school kind of vibe, like as in he was whatever age. He also ended up being placed in orphanages and foster homes, like, every so often because of how bad his dad was. Because he'd regularly, like, run away, like, and, like, roam around the streets at night, or he'd, like, hide under the house. You know in Australia how they have, like, the crawl space under the houses because
of flooding and stuff?
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like a fucking nightmare. Imagine someone living under your house, like, on the slide. But anyways.
I feel like that has definitely happened, and they found, like, bodies buried under those things and all. Imagine.
Yeah, like, because they have those kind of crawl spaces under houses in America as well. Was it Stand By Me, the movie, that your man was under the house as well? Anyways, yeah, so obviously he'd be picked up or whatever, and he'd run away for ages, so they'd put him in a foster home, or they'd put him into an orphanage for a while, just to kind of, like, tide him over, I guess.
Mm.
He was frequently hospitalised for head injuries and had suspected brain damage because he was clumsy.
Oh, clumsy, because he kept falling into his father's fist.
Yeah, they said that it was like, oh, they wondered, was like, was he having accidents because he was kind of like passively suicidal. And I was like, he was being beat to bits, and he was just telling people that he fell because his dad was telling people, tell people that you fell or I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah, I don't know at what point they're thinking now that, like, this young fella fell at all. Like, he probably did start getting clumsier as time went on from the batons, but, like, I'm pretty sure all the head trauma,
like, the brain damage already been seeping in, like, you know what I mean? A possible bleed on the brain.
If he's taking beatings at home and he's having fights at school, like, he's being, his head is being hit regularly.
Yeah.
Do you know?
And we all know that when young fellas fight, they love to take tacky to someone's forehead, like, so it's not...
Yeah,
like, slamming their head into shit like
there's
that.
There's no concept of, like, oh, if I keep kicking his skull, he's probably going to die brain damage. Like, there's no conscious thought of that with them.
No. So, shock fucking horror, Eric was riddled with fucking recurrent headaches. He was constantly having, like, migraines and headaches. Oh. And he just constantly had a pain in his head. At one stage, it got so bad that he was actually admitted to an asylum.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so I say he was having migraines that he couldn't cope at all, and then, like, they're calling them headaches, but you're not going to be admitted to a fucking asylum for a headache.
For a headache.
No, but I don't think migraine was, like, a term for a while.
That's what I mean, yeah, like, it was definitely, like, they were like, he just gets really bad headaches, and now we'd have been like, he suffers from serious migraines.
Yeah, due to severe fucking head trauma and brain injuries, like.
Mm. Yeah, like, he had to have an operation in 1949, and because just before the operation, he started having blackouts.
Oh.
So, like, I mean, there was obviously probably a fucking pressure buildup or something inside in his head.
Yeah.
Because of...
But then the trauma blackouts, though, as well. Do you know what I mean?
Or even Yeah, he just, like, completely dissociated.
I mean, it works, I suppose, for a certain amount of time.
It does. It's like your body does it for a reason. Like, it shuts you down because you won't be able to cope with whatever's happening. So that would make a lot of sense, like.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, these blackouts were helped with the operation that he had. He ended up leaving school at the age of 14 to work as a delivery boy for central provision stores in order to support the family. So these were basically just the old way of referring to supermarkets. Like, they were just a supermarket, but that was just what they called them. And he was paid weekly, and he would give all his wages to his mother, who couldn't fully support her family on the money she earned, you know, cooking and cleaning and working in the hotel and all that kind of stuff. Because obviously Vivian was spending all of his earnings that he was obviously supposed to be putting into the family fund. He was spending all of that on drink.
Mm. Dad of the year.
So, a bad fucking bastard. Like, I don't know. I just don't understand people like that at all. So, yeah, coming back to his accident proneness, a lot of his jobs put him into hospital. So, as Savannah said, he was definitely, like, with the head trauma that he was constantly being dealt, like, his coordination probably
took
was
a beating
fucked
as well. Like, yeah.
So, he had a job at one stage in the factory of Harris Scarf and Sandover. I'm saying that for the benefit of any Australians that might be listening, because I don't know what that means or where it is or what they do. But he actually ended up having to be hospitalized because he was struck into the face by a winch. Yeah, like, it hit him, but, like, not even, like, it actually hit him straight into the nose. And I swear to God, the way I can feel the pain of that.
Oh, you can see the nose flap just falling off. Like, are there more head trauma to boot?
Yeah. Like, actually, please, like, your nose is the most painful place to get a box as well. Honestly. Like, oh my God.
Never mind a fucking winch swinging at God knows what speed.
So, yeah, this is all before the age of, like, 16, because when he turned 16, he ended up getting a job as a hammer boy in the blacksmith section of a workshop.
That kind of sounds kind of good.
Yeah, man, you're the one flattening
out. Yeah, it does, doesn't
it?
Until you find out that he used to sign his fucking lunch bag, Al Capone, every day.
Why? For what purpose?
Yes. He'd be like, yeah, Al Capone. Because
that's me, Al Capone.
For why?
Oh my God.
Because obviously, I suppose, like, when you're working somewhere like that, you kind of need to write your name on stuff so people don't eat your food. But yeah, Al Capone was him.
That's actually so embarrassing.
Definitely for the clout again. Like, he definitely thought that would make him, like, cool with his coworkers. He was like, yeah, they're going to call me Al Capone. Like,
that makes
now.
You more sad. Now you think you're a fucking Al Capone.
Honestly.
And now what? We have to laugh at you now for something else. Like, stop adding to the list.
Yeah, you're actually giving people more fucking... Yeah. So at the same job, he ended up suffering from secondary degree burns to his face from steam. He jarred his right hand and injured his left thumb.
Oh.
Jarred, I don't know what the fuck that means, but...
Did he just, like, fuck painful. All the nerves up in it or something, maybe?
Like, yeah, I can imagine, like, he hit it or something and it, like, fucked up the bones or something. I don't know.
Okay, maybe he really is just accident prone, like...
I'd say... I think you're right in saying that the batons were fucking up his coordination.
Yeah.
And his... Probably his reaction speeds.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Like, he was putting himself... No, like, he probably lost a lot of...
Fine motor skills.
Yeah, but also, like, putting himself into more dangerous kind of positions because he wouldn't have the kind of cop on to be like, I mean, don't put my face over a fucking... steam pipe.
Yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that too.
Like, his common sense or whatever the word is was probably affected by it as well. And then he probably didn't have the reaction speeds to get out of the way in time, hence the winch into the face.
Yeah.
So,
and the scalding.
Yeah, the scalding is bad. Like, secondary degree burns to your face.
Yeah, that cannot have felt good. Like, that is not the kind of facial you want.
So bad? Like, a burn.
Do you ever, like, your eyelids get a bit dry?
Oh, stop.
And it's sore as fuck. Can you imagine, like, second degree burns on your eyelids?
No. No, stop
then. No, I actually don't want to, thanks. Or even your lips, like, anything. Like, oh.
Yeah.
So,
where the skin is thin.
Starting at the age of 17, he kind of started acting up a little bit more, we'll say. And he started spending his nights just getting involved in, like, petty criminal shit.
Mm-hmm.
Vandalism and arson and shit like that. He actually, at one stage, like, auditioned for a local choir, like a church choir. And when he didn't, you know, I mean, not being funny, but lad had a mumble. He probably couldn't really sing very well.
Yeah, I doubt he had.
They rejected him and he burnt the fucking church to the ground. He burnt it down.
Can I just say something? When you said he did petty things, one was like, you know, was one of them arson in the petty things?
No. It was like petty crime, vandalism and arson. So like,
I was wondering, arson is a go-to for all of these institutionalized boys with shit lives.
100%.
So, he was definitely robbing, like, he was robbing, but he was, you know, robbing shit and, like, fucking up people's houses and then, you know, burning down churches because they didn't want him to sing in their fucking choir because he wasn't good enough.
I mean, petty reason, like, serious crime.
Like, man's only going to harmonize with the fucking organ, like. No disrespect if you had him on that. No, I don't know if that's that form.
Just put him on the triangle, he'll be grand.
He'd be stunning on the triangle. Because you can't fuck that up, even with no really hand-eye coordination. You're only doing a thing.
Exactly. Just a bit of timing, that's all.
Yeah, but man, he definitely didn't have that, like.
No, clearly not.
I know, he might get away with it, like.
But then, I suppose if he'd said, I mean, he's probably not the kind of person they want in their church anyways if he's going to fucking burn it down when they say, nah, man.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
they probably knew, and that's the thing as well, like, they probably knew that he was dodgy, like, they, like, he's in his, like, small, I don't know how small of the area, but probably a small enough area, like, he's in his suburb, like, they definitely knew who he was to a certain extent.
Yeah, and the brain damage was definitely, like, radiating out of him, and, like, as much as that is not his fault, you still don't feel totally comfortable around someone you know has had one too many knocks to the fucking sconce, like.
Yeah.
All he needs now is a clip of a train.
And a few characters and dreams, and we are sorted.
That fucking clip of a train thing still makes me actually weak.
It doesn't happen way too often.
Anyways, he got caught for burning down the church and spent a year and a half in jail.
Good.
Which, I mean, fair. Don't fucking burn shit down.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake, like. Yeah, and around this time, anyways, he started, like, you know, the petty crimes that I was saying, kind of breaking into people's houses and stealing kind of, you know, valuables like their jewellery and all that kind of shite.
Mm.
But then this kind of escalated to him, like, cutting up people's clothes and, like, clothes. And, like, furniture and shit. Like, he started, like, damaging people's, like, furnishings and belongings just to be fucking petty, basically. Like, just steal my shit and go. Don't fuck my house up in the process.
Don't, yeah. Had me think all's grand and dandy and then I turn around to put my top on and the tits are cut out. You know what I mean? What I mean?
It's like, yeah, I get the whole point of, like, you know, obviously he grew up in, like, lack of money and he would have been the classic fucking thing that they all do of, like, oh, well, they have more than I have and that's not fair. But, like...
Well, then take it.
Take it. Don't destroy it, like...
Now nobody has nothing. When you could have had more. You could have had more shit and make they could have had less.
No, wait. Is he one of those things that's like, oh, fuck the system type thing? Is like, well...
Oh, so true.
If I can't have it, nobody can.
Definitely.
Oh, it's so embarrassing, man.
Like what? You're at it, you fucking rob someone's knife and start hacking at their couch. Please grow up.
I'd also like to mention, because clearly you didn't come across it in your research and we've like passed it now, that I don't think you're going to bring it up. But the reason he got fucked out of the school at 14 is because he stole a pocket watch from, I think, the headmaster. And he went and had it engraved to Cookie from the boys of whatever the fuck the name of the school was. And like Cookie was his nickname that he probably gave himself. So he engraved it to like act like the boys had bought it for him. But they obviously, the owner of the watch was like, yeah, no, that's my watch. Like, and that's why he got expelled from the last school.
Yeah, I didn't have that in my notes at all. I never saw anything about that.
Cookie is a choice.
That's a bad name.
That's so embarrassing.
Yeah, Cookie.
No, it's actually sad, like.
Took Cookie from the boys. The boys think you're a fucking loser, man. They're bullying you. Do you know what I mean?
But it's like, it's again, it's one of those things that's on, like, it's sad on two levels.
Yeah.
Like, sad for you that you felt you had to do that, but, like, at the same time, pathetic that you did.
He fair has imaginary friends, like.
Oh, definitely.
A whole parasocial relationship with the lads in his class, like.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
That's so embarrassing.
A full fantasy life. It's like that one, oh my god, that one episode of fucking South Park with that one kid, and he gets one friend on Facebook, I think it's Kyle. And he starts, like, hanging out with Kyle on Facebook and he's telling his parents about their playdates and shit. But it's all on, like, Farmville and stuff. That's him. That is him. I don't know if you know what episode I'm on about, but that's him.
No, I've never really watched South Park, but Anya has. Anya loves it.
Fair. Then Anya will probably know. If you're listening, Anya, you know what I'm on about. That's him.
Yeah. Oh my god, he helped me, like, plant my crops.
Yeah.
You fucking loser. Anyways, fuck's sake.
Yeah, sorry for the side note there, but I wanted you to know about Cookie.
I do think that if Eric had been born like later on in life, first of all, he probably would have been an incel. Second of all, if he hadn't have been, I think he would have done a little bit better because he would have had online friends.
Yeah,
like,
true.
He would have been like COD Lobby vibes.
Nope, I'd more World of Warcraft, but yeah.
Man, I feel like Cartman's just one of those people, like he's awful. Like he's just honestly an awful person.
Oh no, I'm not making excuses or anything. Like I'm just saying, like, I feel like he would have had friends.
Man did have friends. He just didn't fucking like anybody.
He didn't really have friends, man. Nobody liked him. He was a fool.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, because that's just who he is.
Yeah, but I'm saying like online, like as in people don't know you're a fool online. If you fucking hide it. And then also he'll end up on some fucking random 4chan fucking forum thing and sure everyone there agrees with him with everything.
Well, no, you know? He would probably, he would definitely be one of the ones that's like, women with blue hair are like warning you against how toxic they are.
Oh, yeah. He definitely would have ended up being like a sad sack. But it just would have been like, he would have had like...
But at least he wouldn't have been alone.
Who agreed with him. Yeah.
So then he might not have murdered. We can only dream.
Maybe not. I don't know. He definitely probably would have because he was a fucking lunatic. But I don't know what my point was originally. I had a point, but I can't remember it now. Anyways, so as Savannah was saying earlier, he really was like trying to impress the boys, right? So he would obviously like these kinds of all this kind of stuff, like the petty crimes, breaking into people's houses and all that kind of shit were going to be reported on in the news. He'd buy the newspapers and like cut out the little clippings and like bring them to his friends or his acquaintances, as they call them, and try and impress them. To be like, do you want to be my friend because I'm like super cool and like I broke into this lady's house and I cut up her couch.
Oh, look at me.
Like, I'm such a hard man. Do you want to know what I did? Here, have a look at my little folder of fucking articles.
You want to see my crime scrapbook?
Imagine though, someone
he definitely takes like a piece of fucking fabric off each couch and off each clothes thing.
Oh my god, yeah, journaling.
Oh my god, he definitely like spots scrapbooking.
In a book.
Yeah, 100%.
Fucking fact.
But like, imagine someone approaching me, you being like, oh my god, I have something really cool to show you. And you're like, okay. And they open up a fucking folder and it's like, this is what I was doing yesterday.
Here's the church I burnt down.
Yeah, they don't know that it's me.
Well, like, what makes you think I want you to come over to mine? You're either going to rob me or you're going to cut my gaff.
Do you know what I mean? How does that encourage you to be friends with him?
My man's going to kick me for inviting you over in the first place. So, no. How about...
Or is he thinking they'll be like, oh yeah, sure, if I'm his friend, sure he won't rob me or burn my house down.
I think he just thought it was cool. And so he was like, the lads are going to think that I'm cool for doing cool things. Do you know? Because I'd say a lot of it as well is like, you know how lads, like young lads especially, have like, they talk big, but they don't actually mean it.
Yeah.
Like they were definitely saying shit like, oh, I'll fucking burn down your house, mate. Like, you know, I pretended to fight and he was like, oh, you know, whatever the fuck, saying shit, I'm going to rob your house or... whatever the fuck. And he thought they were being serious and was like, look, I do the same things that ye do.
Yeah, fucking sad.
Please get a hold of grip, man. So anyways, on the 12th of March, 1949, there was a knock at the door. His grandmother opens up the door and the police are there and they're like, is Eric here? We want to search the house. They obviously fucking copped that it was him. Probably because he was telling fucking everyone that it was him.
Yeah.
Anyways, but they fucking went into the house and, you know, took his fingerprints or whatever. His fingerprints were matched to other open cases, like, you know, that were whatever the fuck hadn't been solved. And they found evidence in the house. Probably the fucking folder, the scrapbook that he had.
Probably, since he laid it out so nicely for them.
Anyways, so then, like, on the 24th of May, 1949, so a couple of months later, Eric was sentenced to 3 years in prison after being arrested for arson and vandalism. And he was convicted on 2 charges of stealing, 7 of breaking and entering, and 4 of arson. That's a lot of fucking dicking around.
That really is, especially for, like, how old is he here? Still, like, 17?
1949. No, he would have been 49 minus 13. 31. 28? No, 18.
18.
Fucking hell, 28. 18. So yeah, he was convicted on 2 charges of stealing, 7 of breaking and entering, and 4 of arson. Like, that's a lot of breaking into people's houses.
Oh,
that's a lot. Like, breaking and entering is something that, like, it's a big deal, and that's a lot of it.
Yeah. So I mean, I like,
these people find the effort as well,
honestly. Sorry. Like, at least he went hard. You know, he found what he wanted to do and he put his heart and soul into it.
He committed to it, which, to be fair,
yeah,
you know,
fair play to him.
But I mean, obviously, God bless him, he was shit at it and he left fucking fingerprints everywhere. And everywhere. Like, there was clues everywhere. Like, he left all the evidence, they didn't have to look for it. It was like, he might as well have fucking signed his name on the wall and said, it's me.
Here's my address.
Like, I know for a fact they lifted up his mattress and all the newspaper clippings were, like, you know, around. Oh, and he had, like, 100%. Flowers drying inside that he, like, picked from someone's fucking garden. Shit like that.
The poems he wrote about it.
Yeah. Like, and as Lizzie said, he was definitely robbing bits of material and clothes and shit from people's houses as keepsakes.
Oh, yeah.
Almost. And if definitely. He was robbing jewellery and selling it, he definitely was keeping it at the stuff at home before he could sell them. So, anyways, yeah, he left all this evidence at all the crime scenes, etc., etc. And this, obviously, he kind of was like, I might not do that now the next time. You know.
We'll see.
At this stage, he was described as a short, slight man with dark wavy hair and a twisted mouth, was how they described him.
Pretty accurate.
It's kind of a fucking violation, but anyways.
Yeah, a twisted mouth is a bit shit like.
So anyways, he was released after 3 years and at the age of 21, he joined the regular Australian Army and he did really well. So he, like, was promoted very quickly to Lance Corporal, was taught how to handle firearms, and he really liked it there and he found people that, like, he got on with and, like, you know, he was kind of not respected, but I mean, he did well.
Yeah.
But he was fucking kicked out 3 months later because his whole massive juvenile criminal record, they were like, get the fuck out.
Oh, shit, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, I feel like if he'd stayed there, it might have gone differently. But, I mean, obviously he committed a fucking hate crimes and was convicted and caught for all of them.
Yeah.
So,
but, I mean, like, if he would have got a break for once in his life.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what I mean? Like, if he would have got a break for once in his life and he was actually doing well, like, he was excelling in something. Just for then, like, his past, which is, in, you know, entirely his own fault.
Yeah.
In a way.
But there's nothing he can do about it now. It's kind of shit, like.
No. But that's it. Like, it's, if things had just gone right for him one time.
And isn't it, like,
I really do feel like if that had gone differently, if he had been let stay there, things might have gone differently.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I suppose you'll never know, but...
Isn't it a whole thing as well in America of, like, reforming foul bastards by sending them off to the army, like, to give them structure and meaning in their life?
Mm. Is this not Australia?
Oh, Australia, fair point. But still, the land of the criminals.
No, it's the same concept, like...
Yeah.
But I suppose then, like, it's a thing of, like, it'll make the army look bad. If he's someone who's going around setting fires, like, arson is one of those things that it's, like... What the fuck is wrong with you?
Very true.
Yeah.
Do you know? Like, burning down a church, like, come on.
Yeah. Of all things, like, when you're going after the religion, like, that's something that most people can't forgive, religious or not.
Yeah, it's just shitty, like, do you know?
Yeah, bad form.
So, anyways, yeah, he was basically discharged and he was told fuck off. Like, man, you know, you've done too much shit in your life. You're only 21 and you've been in jail for 3 years and you've actually known more because he did 18 months in for jail for the church. So fucking what? Nearly 5 years now.
Yeah.
Eric then, when he was 22, he married a girl named Sarah Lavin on the 14th of November 1953. She was a 19-year-old waitress and they got married at a local Methodist church. I suppose he was kind of thinking, like, you know, I want to settle down now. He met this girl and he said, fuck it, I'll just marry her. They used to call her Sally, and I don't know where the fuck you get the nickname Sally from the name Sarah, but that's, they did for some reason.
Yeah, I thought that as well when I came across it. I was like, why? Why Sally? Maybe there was maybe the mother was Sarah or something. So they called her Sally as a nickname.
Yeah, it's just very
could
strange.
Could be a middle name either.
Or that.
And they ended up having 7 kids. So they had 4 boys and 3 girls. At the time, so the 1950s, early 1960s, things were really chill in Australia. And it was probably the same here. People were leaving their houses, unlocked, doors open. Their cars were left out front, unlocked, keys in the ignition. There was none of this kind of fucking robbing and shit wasn't really a thing. And I suppose it was the same here. You'd nearly do the same here, but I mean, you probably wouldn't as much anymore. You definitely wouldn't in the city, but in the countryside, you probably would.
That'd be a very thing unlikely. Still,
it'd be very unlikely for someone to walk into the drive now and steal a car.
Yeah.
So you could nearly do it, but nobody does.
Yeah, no, David's granddad used to leave the keys in the ignition here, because you still can. I left my handbag in the garden for 2 weeks once. Those places do still exist. Just very few.
Now in Ireland, if I left my bag out in the road, someone walking past would probably come to the door and be like, there's a bag in your garden. That's going to get robbed.
Yeah, exactly.
So obviously this made things really fucking easy for Eric, because he'd just walk around to people's houses and look into their cars. The cars would be unlocked, keys in the ignition. He would just steal their cars at night time and then bring them back before the morning time. So the owners would never even know that they were stolen. So he'd walk into someone's garden, rob a car, drive around, have a fucking class time, McDonald's drive through and all, and then drop back then before whatever time. Sure, nobody'd be none the wiser. Imagine going out at fucking 2 o'clock in the morning because you left your fucking something in the car. The car is gone. So you're like, fuck, okay, I'll ring the guards in the morning.
Yeah.
And then you go out in the morning and the car is there.
I mean, as bad as it is to be nicking cars, at least he brought them back.
Yeah. Anyways, Eric fucked up. And in September, he does do be fucking up. God bless him. Not God bless him, fucking, but you know what I mean. Anyways, in 1955, so he was 24-ish, he robbed a car, intending to bring it back, later on. But he crashed the fucking thing and rode it off and ended up having to go to hospital with the fucking hat because he mangled himself so bad.
Oh, you fucking idiot.
Oh, come on, man. Please. Come on, fuck.
Yeah, you're asking for it at this point.
So Eric obviously was caught because they were like, you fucking crashed a car that was just after being reported stolen. Whose car is it? And he's like, oh, I don't know. And then they found out who fucked, and they were like, you robbed the car and you've crashed it. You fucked it up. So he was sentenced to 2 years hard labor on a charge of unlawful use of a motor vehicle. So Grand Theft Auto, basically.
Yeah.
And was released from prison just before Christmas of 1956. And just after his release, he had a pair of twins were born. So that brings, he was fair having kids,
Yeah, man was fertile AF,
If his kids were born just after he got out,
they probably still had conjugal visits inside, maybe.
Mm.
Either that or now, Sally was straying, but
Bit sus now, Sally.
A man is a bit too simple.
I'd love to know the dates now, Sally, because that's a bit sus now, And God bless him, with all the head traumas, he probably wasn't able to do the fucking maths and figure out that she was riding, But anyways...
No, I bet you he thought that the twins had to cook longer because there were two of them.
Oh, good fucking excuse.
My God.
No, it's actually 18 months, not just 9 months, because there's two.
Oh, he'd believe that as well,
I bet it. I bet it. Sally was strained. She was definitely told him,
I held them in until you came back because I didn't want to have them by myself.
Yeah. Just crossed my legs for a couple of months.
Fucking hell. But anyways... Obviously, after being caught, after leaving a fucking heap of evidence previous to this, fingerprints and the whole shebang, he started wearing gloves and continued breaking into people's houses.
Yeah, well, at least he kept what he was passionate about.
I mean, he learned, he kind of got a bit of cop on. So, instead of going in, breaking into people's houses and leaving a load of clues, he said, I'll just keep doing what I was doing, but just not leave a load of clues.
Yeah.
Fair, And then this is where things start to go a bit sideways, okay? In September of 1958, he was going around town and there was a young woman at a bus stop. And he was he tried to fucking step out on Sally, basically. And he went over and he was how are things, well, love, how are you? Creepy old fucking man behavior. Your one said, basically, fuck off. She said, I'm not interested. Mm. Which, I mean, good for her.
Fair, yeah.
Man probably forgot to take off his fucking wedding ring, God bless him. He ended up being really obsessive about this young one. He was how dare she, basically. I can't believe she rejected me, blah, blah, blah. I'd say he had a serious issue with rejection and self-esteem stuff.
Oh, definitely, because the rejection would have triggered everything that he thinks about himself.
Yeah, exactly. He's this has, hailing back to my fucking elementary school days.
Yeah, that I still can't get over.
Man. Please get a grip. Anyways, so yeah, this young one. Also, it's September, right? 1958. I'm going to assume this man probably tried to go up to her. And September, it's getting dark early.
Yeah.
Was it fucking kind of dark? And he went up trying to talk to her and she was like, please get the fuck away from me. I'm at a bus stop. Go the fuck away. he couldn't take no for an answer, because obviously, and he started following her home and would like watch her through her windows, like in her house, like as in he'd hide behind a tree and like be watching her while she was like doing
Sorry,
shit.
That's so fucking scary.
That is.
Please,
no,
I wonder did she know he was there, because it wasn't really mentioned whether or not she did. But I mean,
I feel like if she did, she would have called the police.
Yeah,
you know, she might have known that like he followed her sometimes or something, but she probably thought when she was home she was safe, which is like ultimate biggest fear of like being followed home and having some creepy cunt watching me fucking wanking in a tree. Like, I can't.
My nanny Lizzie, right? Now, I don't know if it ever got told her who this was, but apparently, nanny Lizzie, now, the woman was hard as nails anyway, so if she ever did threaten to kill somebody, I'd fair believe it. But apparently, one night she was in like the home house, like, you know, the home where they like don't live 3 years and stuff, and she saw some man watching her through the back. So her back would be very like my back garden, like the exact same, like man would have to scale a wall
right
to get into it, like,
oh my god,
watching in the window. And I think she only seen him because she turned off the light in the kitchen. So do you know when if the light's on in the kitchen
you can't see out the window
and
anymore.
The flame, yeah, you can't see, but when she turned it off she saw him.
Ew,
that's so scary.
Yeah, and she said like she knew exactly who he was, and she threatened, she, like Joe was letting roar at him that if he doesn't get the fuck away from the window right now that she was going to stab him. Murder, now I don't know if it was stabbing, but murder was definitely thrown about, like the threat to kill, and I would have believed her. Like I, if anybody, not even my granddad, Nanny Lizzie would have murdered somebody. And she literally went to her grave. She was like, no, I know exactly who it was, and he never came near me since. But she took it to her grave who it was, because apparently everybody like in town would have known who he was.
Because he probably would have got the shit leathered out of him, like if people knew who he was.
Mm.
But that is like, that is mega creepy. Like, what the fuck? Like,
isn't it?
It's incredible how people get notions into their head that like it's okay to do that.
I'm just going to do this, like.
Like,
it was like when that man was stood in the back garden in my house.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Like, that was so scary. And like the way my house is laid out, like when you look out the back door, like where he was stood, like I had to come through the house to look out the back door to see him. Where he was stood, he was like 2 meters away from my bedroom window.
Ew.
That's fucking terrifying.
Yeah. I'll have to show you. Savannah, have you ever been at my home house?
No.
No, I'll have to show you when you're home next.
Do. That is no. That's fucking vile. Like, that is actually sick.
Dad was like, oh, it was definitely, because there was a Labrador, black Labrador going around trying to get into the chickens at the time. And Dad was like, oh, he was definitely just a black lab standing on his back legs. I was like, it was a man standing there like that fucking emoji looking at me. And I'm telling you, you can tell when someone's facing you even when it's only a silhouette.
Yeah.
Fucking creepy as shit. I actually was like,
no, that's weird, man.
I hated it.
Also, props to your father for making something even fucking creepier. Just the thoughts of a black lab standing there, fucking standing on you, what? On two
legs. Oh no, he was trying to say that it was like standing on his back legs, leaning up against the chicken coop, which would have been to the left, so that it was like had his paws up against it, and I just looked out and saw its like side profile.
Right.
I was like, oh yeah, a fucking lab is 6'2".
Yeah,
this man was massive.
You wouldn't recognise the side profile of a dog with a tail and all. Like,
Dad then creeped me out even worse, because I was talking about it recently. As I say recently, it was a couple of years ago. Because in my head, I was like, I wondered, did someone kind of wander down from like the pub that's near my house and like wander into the garden? And Dad was like, I said it to Dad recently enough, and he was like, oh, it was definitely someone like casing the house.
Thanks for the
fuck
comfort
off
on that.
Like, that's so scary. You've made it worse now. I just thought it was a ghost this whole time, and I was okay with that.
Yeah, because people are definitely more scary than fucking ghosts.
They're way scarier now you've made it real. Disgusting.
Anyway, now we've got a grasp on how this woman felt.
Yeah, very fucking scary. Yeah, creepy bastard that he was, fixated on this young one and started following her home and was watching through her fucking window. He was at this stage like 27, okay, and he was only out of prison with like 2 years. Like, his those twins were still like small babies, like,
yeah,
they were like probably one, and he's like going around like any fucking way. Something happened, we don't know what it was, but he flipped the fuck out one night, right? Some people are kind of saying like maybe she brought home a lad, like did she bring someone home and he was watching through the window so he saw what happened or whatever the fuck. But he got thick one night and stole her dad's car,
right?
So he was driving around and he was just fuming, I don't fucking know, he was just in a bit of a hoop, and he saw Mel Schneider cycling home. She was cycling home from a church choir rehearsal. He's like, that bitch took my place. But anyways, Mel was cycling home. She had two kids at home. She was a mother of two. Presume she was probably married if she was a mother of two at that age. Or that at that stage, like as in back in the 50s or whatever. And he got thick and he fucking ran over her in his car. Or in your one's dad's car.
What
he just ran her the fuck off the road. Like, actually knocked her off her bike. She went fucking flying. And he said later on, I just wanted to hurt someone and she was it for the night.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, when you so put it like that.
A random fucking act of violence for no reason. Like, he'd nothing to gain, nothing.
And hitting someone with a car. Because he definitely sped up as well. Like, yeah. 100%. Oh, yeah. Like, as soon as he seen her coming, he sped up. Like, to try and make mulch of someone just because you were
they were out.
There's no real rhyme or reason. He just picked her. He was like, she's there and I want to fucking hurt someone. And he did it. Like a fucking child lashing out.
Literally,
that's what it's like. It's like when a kid gets sick and they just start fucking hitting whoever's closest.
Yeah.
So anyways, obviously he drove off and left her there on the side of the road. He dropped back the car, whatever, that was it. She suffered a fractured skull, brain damage, and was left with a form of epilepsy that caused her problems for the rest of her life.
Oh, bless her.
I kind of left it there because I didn't want to go into anything more, because that's when he starts with his real fucking proper shit.
Yeah.
That was his first proper act of violence, I must say.
I mean,
mad.
You know, it's bad when we're fucking
just speechless, you know, afterwards. Like, it's, I don't know. I think it's like, you know, obviously he has your classic fucking serial killer backstory. No one could say he doesn't. But it's also like how weird his crimes are.
He's
like
very mindless.
The motivation is. Yeah.
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 Like, he doesn't, his only motivation this whole time, or his only motivation the whole time seems to have been, I wanted to hurt someone and you were just an easy target.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to have an actual reason for anything. It was just, he was taking out his frustrations on whoever was closest.
Like, get a boxing bag.
Which is fucking scary, because I find ones that don't have a what's the word?
Not motivation. An MO, but
like, you know, when they don't have like a specific like person that they, like, aim for.
Oh, yeah.
What am I trying to say? I'm fucking fried. I don't know.
I'm blanking.
Same.
You know what I'm talking about anyways. Yeah. Everyone knows what I mean.
Yeah.
You know when they have a specific, they're like, I like blonde fucking mid-20s women.
Yeah.
And that's who they target. Like, he doesn't have that. He's like, whoever the fuck is closest to me when I have a chance to do something. Like, that's nearly scarier because it could be anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Victim profile?
Yes. Is that what you mean? The profile, yeah. Victim profile.
Isn't it like Latin? Isn't it like modus operatus or something like that?
No, I think that's how they do it.
That's for your MO.
Oh, that's how they do it. That's right.
Your MO is
the method. No, you're right.
Mm.
Yeah. Then probably victim profile.
Yeah, like, he had no rhyme or reason to anything. It was just whoever the fuck was closest by. Like, he was just driving down the road thick because the girl that he had the hots for when he had a whole wife and fucking probably 7 children at home, you rejected him.
But, like, didn't even get the chance to reject him because he was watching her through a window like a fucking episode of EastEnders.
Like, he definitely just went up to her at the bus stop and was like, hi, and she was like, hi, and then, like, ignored him.
Yeah, or, like, offered her a lift home and she's like, no, I'm actually grand, I'll wait for my bus, thanks.
Also, she was definitely by herself. Like, why are you being fucking scary and then being shocked that people find you scary?
Yeah.
Do you know, like, go up to someone in a fuck on a fucking night out when the people are receptive to speaking to people.
Yeah, if you want to cheat, be like, normal about
they approach people when they're like in the gym or like they're on a run, or like leave people alone when they're not.
This is going to sound a bit bad as well, right? And I don't mean it to sound bad, but it is. And he definitely spoke to her like very, very intensely, and the fact that he had a mumble as well,
yeah,
probably made that so much worse to her.
He was definitely
scary as fuck.
You know what I mean?
Because if he sounds like he's kind of half-pissed drunk as well, like, you know what I mean?
Half-pissed, yeah.
Or be like, oh god, drunk man, get away. Like, anyone's fucking spidey senses would be tingling at that point.
Anyone's, do you know? And a young woman, they didn't really specify her age or kind of who she was, really. So it's a case of, like, imagine how fucking scared she was. Like, she could have been at any age.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Exactly. She's still living at home with her parents, like, so she's, you know, definitely kind of mid-20s anyways, at the oldest, kind of. Also, Savannah, this is kind of a grim way to fucking end the episode, but have you heard what happened in Tala?
Yes.
Oh.
What the fuck, lads?
Fuck.
What the actual fuck? Do we know who he was in relation to them?
Like, Turns out he was the fucking brother.
He was the brother.
Yeah, so basically, lads, for anyone who doesn't know, have a look online for, you'll be able to fucking Google it, but basically...
Yeah, there'll be 1,000 articles.
There was a pair of twins, they were 8, and a 14-year-old, or what was she, 18-year-old girl?
18.
Were killed, a 14-year-old boy escaped. He was actually the one who kind of raised the alarm that he managed to jump out a window and ran up to find help, basically. But he killed the 18-year-old girl. She was found at the bottom of the stairs, she'd been stabbed, and he threw the 2 8-year-olds out a top window. So that means, like, as in, it's a, you know, a second story window.
At the guards, so, but he was laughing, like, as he was doing it, apparently. But apparently he slit their throats, though, is that...
Yeah, I'd heard that he stabbed them, but, like, they probably wouldn't go into such detail right at the beginning that it was actually yeah. slitting their throats, but fucking...
Because the older sister had the same surname as him. So I kind of thought, we were kind of thinking, like, is he a cousin or something? Like, something's mm-hmm. happened within the family. Because the twins had a different surname. So obviously the mother must have, like, remarried, or is it someone yeah. new? Fucking hell, like, could you imagine the mother, like, one of your kids doing that to your other kids?
Do you want to know, like...
I've seen on the paper, God bless her, it was, like, the mother has also been transferred to, like, such a... I don't know if it was Tala Hospital, but it wasn't for any injury at all. The poor woman had obviously just had a fucking psychotic break.
Of course.
Obviously.
And how needed the to take fuck her do you cope with something like that?
How do
like,
you deal with that? Because you've lost four children then. Yeah. Like, you have.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's dead to you, like.
Oh, 100%. Is there any, like, do you know, do we know anything about the why?
No.
Because there has to be a why.
People reckon...
Like, obviously something
I've seen
happened.
Things, now this could be, like, extremely fake. Like, you never know what your own shit circulates online. But apparently it was, like, of a neighbour. Like, there, it was their WhatsApp messages. Because I don't know... They were in some sort of a state anyway. And they said that when the guards were coming and they were telling him to, like, drop the knife and everything, he was still laughing and singing. Like, he was, like, off his face, apparently, people were saying.
Fuck.
Like, he was definitely... Like, obviously something else must have happened, but people reckon that he was definitely out of his fucking mind on drugs.
Yeah. Probably a combination, because he had, like, just, of a break.
He wasn't
and
even, like,
drugs.
Yeah, like, he was laughing as he was throwing the kids out the window, like,
fucking hell, lads. So, like, not being funny. What the fuck is going on in Ireland at the moment?
Oh my god, lads, packs of fucking misery.
Like, what the fuck is actually going on? Like, every second news article I read lately since moving away has been murder, murder, rape, rape, murder, murder, bringing my dead dad in to pick up his doll.
Now, that was iconic. That was kind of funny.
It's Waking Ned.
Just
it
a pure tomfoolery of it, like.
Or Waking Ned. But, like, do you know what, like, what's actually going on? Has the lead paint seeped into Ireland and no one's telling us? Or what the fuck's going on? Like, what the actual fuck is going on?
Because usually, like, because Ireland's so small, anytime anyone is ever murdered, like, it's on the national news. Like, everybody gets it. Doesn't matter how, like, grand it is, though. Like,
no, it's a big deal, like, if a murder happens in Ireland.
It's a big deal, but, you know, it seems like there's a lot more.
A lot more. Even down to, like, that dad that was fucking sick, so he killed himself and his wife and son out in the country. Where was that?
That was like, was it in Kerry or something?
I think it was in Kerry.
Was the one in Kerry not the father and son?
Yeah, but he killed the wife as well. He shot the wife and the son, and they were found in the house, and then he was found in the middle of a field after shooting himself.
Oh no, we're thinking of different ones though.
There you go. Like, that's even worse, because that means there's another one, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, there was a while for, like, the farmers were fucking doing it over fucking land and stupid shit.
Mm-hmm. It used to come in, like, births though, that one person does it and it triggers a load of other people.
Yeah.
Same with car crashes. Do you notice that as well? Because whenever some people die in car crashes in Ireland as well, that's always on the news.
Oh yeah.
Doesn't matter where it is. Yeah. Oh, on national news. But I always find they come in groups as well. Like, it'll go completely quiet and then all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Like, you'll have six or seven.
No, definitely. Like, definitely. It's like, I don't know. Is the whole country, the whole country must be cursed.
Probably.
If we ever find out what was wrong with him, I guess we'll update on that as well.
I know he's not been given bail. Anyway.
Well, of course
obviously.
Not. Yeah.
And his lawyers are looking for psych evaluation. But apparently the judge has said it's up to the prison warden, like the prison that he's going. I don't know if he's going to Mountjoy or where he's going, but it's up to them if they're going to get him mentally assessed, as far as what it seems like the court is saying, put him in somewhere and throw away the fucking key. They don't care if he's mental or not.
Yeah.
He's not getting out.
No.
It's kind of the vibes that, like, that was given off.
I would say, because if they send him to Mountjoy, he might actually have a chance of being psychologically evaluated and stuff. Portlaoise prison. They're sending him to Portlaoise prison, where they'll do fuck all for him.
No, I don't think they'll send him to Portlaoise.
Really?
That's just full of the rat. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a young fella that I knew, well, not new, but like kind of new by proxy. He was Adam's friend growing up, and he killed someone in Limerick, and he's been in Portlaoise prison since. I think he did go to Mountjoy for
like
a couple of years.
I feel like familiar side's a bit different.
But, true, very true. But like, I'm just saying, if there's any prison where they're not going to bother with him, it's probably Portlaoise prison.
Yeah, but they get fucking Xboxes and everything's banned in there.
True, they do in Mountjoy as
and
well.
And they get PlayStations. I feel like Mountjoy's a bit more miserable.
Could be. It could be. I don't know. It's hard to know with these things, because it's the famous prison that they go on fucking school trips to and all.
Yeah.
So.
Which was, I don't know, they used to do that in our school as well. They used to bring 6 years.
Yeah.
To Portlaoise prison on a school trip, and they used to be able to talk to the prisoners.
Yeah.
Why that was ever fucking allowed,
like,
I do not understand.
I fully
understand.
Remember being coached on, like, not calling the Scissor Sisters the Scissor Sisters when we met them.
We never went though. When?
No,
Lisa,
I never got
when
to
did
go.
You go?
It was when I was in Salesians in Limerick. We were supposed to be going, but then I left the school and moved to Waterford. So I never got to go. But like, we were meant to go.
Yeah.
So like, I remember that. And I feel like that's probably not a normal thing to do with teenagers. But as I'm saying, it's the showy prison. So I feel like they might be a bit more like there. You know, they might have a few more facilities than Portlaoise would. Although Portlaoise was the one where they were getting fucking Chinese's delivered by drone. So I don't know.
Yeah.
What am I even saying? Like,
oh, Jesus Christ, it makes me laugh.
But alas, I have a date with a bottle of fucking medication I'd much rather not take. So I'm going to have to wrap us up here. Have we anything we need to add before we finish up?
No. I don't think so.
That is, I don't think I do either.
I don't think so.
So we'll just move on. And yeah, we'll keep updated on all of the current cases going on that we've been talking about the last couple of weeks of fucking Ireland. Same thing with that fucking racist Enoch piece of shit. We'll come back to that.
Oh, he's actually been, God, he has been arrested as of yesterday morning. They arrested him at the school because he broke a fucking court order that he wasn't allowed. I don't know what the word is. I don't think court order is the right word for what I'm trying to say, but that he was told, obviously, that he wasn't allowed to be in the school while he was on disciplinary probation or whatever the fuck.
Mm.
And he has obviously been going to the school. So a judge ordered him to be arrested. So he was arrested yesterday morning.
The amount of cunts I've seen defending him. Being like, oh, he's only exercising his right to free speech. Like, lads, if he don't
shut up. But
free
speech doesn't mean there's no consequences.
Yeah. You can say what you want, but by God, is it going to be fucking said to you if it's out of order?
Free speech does not mean fucking freedom from consequences.
And also people seem to be like, oh, he's been arrested for, you know, being transphobic or whatever. That's not why he was arrested. He was arrested because he broke a court order.
Yeah.
He was put on, he was given the court order because he fucking was harassing the headmaster and was abusing people inside in school.
Exactly.
That's why he was...
Yeah, or he's being penalised for having traditional values. If you don't fuck off.
But like, yeah, okay, yeah, he is fucking being penalised for having traditional values because his fucking values are a heap of shit.
Yeah.
Because he's gone into school and he's made his fucking life mission to bully someone who's probably, what, between the ages of 13 and 16, 17.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Exactly.
Who fucking asked you? And your name sounds like Eunuch as well. Sad fucking sack.
Really embarrassing. It sounds like the name you make, or like the sound you make when you're vomiting.
Yeah. No, he's a
It is literally human vomit. It does. So, yeah.
It sounds like sick.
Another prison shanking. Sick. I can't wait to see. So, yeah, we'll keep everyone updated on all of that. Other than that, we're going to be back next week with Lizzie on the life and crimes of fucking Edgar and his cleft lip and all of the fucking horrible shit that he did because he was feeling a bit fucking salty. So yeah, we look forward to that. Yeah, nothing else. That's it. That's all we've got.
No, I have nothing even, but I've actually near a bit of positive news.
No, not at all. So... instead, we'll wish everyone else some positive vibes and negative tests, and always be a hypocrite.
Don't forget to tense your ankles.
And join our club. Did you pray to St. Anthony?
No, but I really should, shouldn't I? Fuck's sake. I thought of him last night, and then I said, you know, talk to him tomorrow, and then I didn't.